There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is
an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
And here we go, here we go, here we go. This
now
is...
You know this, jamming Gaydar is not a federal responsibility.
Jamming Gaydar. This is the Dutch Jones radio program, the first live show in several days. I've been down for 4 or 5 days now. Friday wasn't that good, and Saturday and Sunday weren't that good. So we're back Monday and Tuesday recovering, and today is Wednesday. I don't even know what date it is. What date you got, Lou? Do you have any idea what date it is? The 22nd of December, 2010, the 22nd of December. Don't kick my microphone stand, please. My lovely daughter, Anthea, is here, and she's just dying for attention, so she has to kick things, bang on things.
I'm actually studying Greek alphabet.
Yeah, she's sitting here studying the Greek alphabet next to me, and Lou's here on my left. Stacy's down getting ready. We have a Christmas party tonight to go to, so we're going to do 1 hour. We'll do 1 hour, so let the folks know at Liberty Tree Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This is just going to repeat, and it's something we're going to do when we have to. Love to do 2 hours. I got a lot in my head. There's so much going on right now. You know, laying there in bed sick, I had the radio on and listening to the news. We didn't have, we had phones knocked out, electricity knocked out, rock slides, and what's up?
Nothing.
Oh, rock slides. Coming home Friday. Those of you that were listening Friday know that we went to go get. You can't call me while I'm on the air.
Who's that?
Something just called me while I was on the air. I don't know who that was. So the cell phone's working. Let's see what that was. It didn't even say. I have no way of knowing. I've got this new phone that's just evil, and I can never tell what it's going to do. But on the way up, there were rock slides, and we got caught in one and took out the front right rubber of the car. And fortunately, it didn't break anything else. We thought it did. It made this horrible noise for a few miles after we changed the tire out. But lesson learned there, make sure your car's ready for foul weather. I got everything out to change my tire, and I'm going to share this with you because it's embarrassing and a teachable moment. The tool to jack, to crank the scissor jack up, was not in the car anywhere to be seen. I don't know when it left the vehicle. I'd used that jack before, but it was not there. I went through every little crook, cranny, compartment, you know, the jacks under the seat and all that, and the tire iron was missing, and they're two totally different beasts. So I had to, at 10:30 at night, make a call to the pastor. I said, hey, can you bring a jack and a tire iron? And then my spare tire was about half full, but we used some of the Fix-A-Flat to get it up and drove it back, and fortunately... no damage to the car. Stacy was all upset about it. She was driving. She drives now. I don't drive much anymore. It was yeah, a good refresher. So, you know, of course, I've gone through the vehicle and made sure everything's in there. So we wanted to make sure that I remind you to do the same. We were dressed inappropriately. I didn't have rain gear on. I had just a sweat jacket. Well, actually, we had rain gear in the car. That was the good thing, but we weren't dressed appropriate when we got into the car. Threw my rain jacket on, got out there, and dealt with the situation. But make sure you've got that stuff in your car, not just your survival kit. Have the basic tools. I did have a socket set in there, and I was able to get the spare tire off with that, but I think I would have broken the socket wrench, the ratchet wrench, trying to get the lugs to break loose, because I had to stand on them. So... even though you know those items are in your car, double check, double, triple check. The flooding up here, we had mild flooding, nothing compared to what you folks down in Southern California have. We did have mudslides, as I said. The water in the Kaweah River never got out of its channel. They've dredged that, dredged that, built the bridges high enough. But on the North Fork, it got up to the bridges and started going over. We had to take the guardrails off the bridges at about 1 o'clock at night. Civilians came out and did that. You know, the road crew's not going to get up here. And what they do that is because the timber coming down, the debris will hook on the bridge. It'll take the bridge out more resistance. So you take the guardrails off, and it allows the debris to go by. Somebody's asked the parties at the hardware store. No, that got rained out. This is a party we're just going to do at the churches. I think we're going to be at the pastor's house. Minuteman's asking the party. We got rained out. The choir, the caroling got rained out. We got so much rain. We got about 10 inches in at least 3 days. I think it was about 10 inches in 3 days here. Snow on all the peaks that I can see. There's at least 10 feet of snow up there. We have an empty, dead swimming pool here, and I've never seen this thing full up. It's over half full now. I got to drain it tomorrow, get the hose out and drain it so we don't get stagnating water, although we could filter it. So we use this flooding, I mean, as an educational tool. We broke out the water filters because the electricity went out, the phones went out, like I said. So I told everybody, don't flush the toilets, even though our wells have pressurized holding tanks. Let's save that for drinking water. We got 5-gallon buckets out. Anytime somebody had to go to the bathroom, they had to walk out of the house. And we got a creek that literally runs under our house. I'm going to take a picture of that and show you guys. The house straddles the creek. It's nothing fancy schmancy. It was just a milk house converted into a bunkhouse. And so 5-gallon buckets. You'd be surprised, pouring water into the bowl, it takes about 4 gallons to get it to flush. So it's easier to pour it into the tank and flush it and let the machine do the way it's supposed to. But that was good. We got out the Sawyer water filters, started practicing with those. We cooked on our wood stove, everything from tea and coffee and oatmeal in the morning to cooking hamburgers and meat on it. We didn't open our freezers. We didn't open our refrigerators. In fact, some of our freezers are so full of meat, we're like, uh-oh, we're going to have a barbecue. But we realized that's what would happen if we had to do it. But it came on, the electricity came off and on. And as long as we kept our freezers closed, we were okay. Plus, we take 2-liter water bottles, fill them about 2/3 up with water, and stick them in the freezers. That way, when the electricity goes off, it helps. We have a lot of wood. We went through a lot of wood. I'm learning this new stove. It's a tiny little stove. And I'm learning to put enough wood into it to just keep the room temperature nice. First few times, it was like it had to be 85 degrees in the house, which is a huge waste of resource. I need to get a thermometer to stick on the stove. It also helps to cook on the stove. But we learned to equalize the temperature for cooking and stuff. We put bricks, a couple red bricks. I have a chunk of granite countertop that's really thick, and that helps dampen. So it's things that you need to cook at a high, but you want to simmer water or just heat up vegetables in a pot or ramen. You elevate them on the bricks or on that slab of marble. It's working out really good. But yeah, we have the wood. We went through a lot more wood than I expected, though, Orlin. In fact, I was going to get out and split wood today, but we had to go get a tire, and the rim on our vehicle is a 16-inch rim. It's a weird size tire. It's like a 205/70 R16. And we buy used tires. I can't, a new tire's like $90. Can't do that. So we finally found a used tire down in the valley. We had to drive 40 miles one way to get a tire. But so now we have a spare again. I didn't like driving around without a spare. And I've got two jacks in the car now and the proper tools and all that kind of stuff. So it was a good experience. People came out. We were, everybody was commuting at the bridges. And watching the water come up, there's this hydrologist guy that measures the water, and we're standing out there, and he's freaking out. He looked like a redneck, but he sounded like a city folk, because he's like, oh no, it's all going to come apart. It's all going to come apart. I'm like, this bridge is going to be here. The way the bridge is built, it'll wash out the approaches. It'll take out 10, 20 feet on each side, digging it like 6-7 feet deep, but that's all it's going to do. I've been through a lot of floods. And people were panicking, oh no, this is a supercell. We're going to get tornadoes. I'm like, we're not going to get tornadoes. We live in a big valley, and it's not the right kind of thing. California's an interesting place. Southern California's a little different because, they've got the five or six seasons, riot season, fire season, mudslide season, flood season, forest fire season, but it's earthquake season, flood season, civil unrest season. You can't say riot, I guess. But up here in the Central Valley, it's kind of like they're spoiled a little bit. They don't have that earthquake going. They've been in a drought for 7 or 8 years. And this water really scared a lot of people. A lot of stupid accidents. The people were driving like morons. You've got to concentrate. You've got to realize that when it's raining, it's technically not smart to drive the speed limit. You should go under and adjust for conditions, and not everybody was doing that. I mean, the accidents that I was hearing on the scanner are ridiculous. People were, you know, some kid in an ATV got hit by a school bus. I don't even know how that happened. Threw him 200 feet. Olima saying, here in the city I'm in SoCal, the electricity went out twice in the past few days. It really makes one think about how to better be prepared by putting the situation right in one's face. It's God reminding us that something bad's coming, folks. I really believe that. Because if you look across the country, there's foul weather everywhere. Blizzards, snowstorms, hurricanes, whatever. It's just a nice little way to tweak us and tune us. Like, we have crank-up lanterns hanging from our ceiling 24 hours a day anyway, so when the lights went out, boom. We take the coverings off the windows during the day, and at night we just turn on a lantern. What are you doing?
I need a pencil sharpener.
I don't know where a pencil sharpener is. You're going to have to find one. Yeah, well, you're going to have to find one. Wait till Lou to come back. He can sharpen one for you with one of his knives. Lou, I don't know if I'm sure I mentioned this. Lou went to Bud K and did like $50 worth of knives, and he got like a box full of knives in the mail, and he was wearing like seven knives on him today, and some of them are ridiculous. Some of them look like a lady's leg with a high heel shoe on, and it's a beer can opener or beer bottle opener. It says Happy Father's Day on it. But he got a couple good knives, and just, you know, he's not listening right now, but he got a really good knife for Christmas. And he'll know when he opens, and I'll tell you what it is in case he listens to the replay, I'm jealous of that guy. I'm jealous of both of them. Anthea got a good gift. I got a pre-Christmas gift. I got, finally, for the first time in my life, somebody got me what I asked for. I asked for a Confederate States of America brass belt buckle, the CSA, the old one. Every year I ask for it, people get me rebel flags, they get me skull belt buckles, they get everything but the simple, understated, little tiny brass oval belt buckle that says CSA. That's what I want. Yeah, Lou just walked in, so we're going to stop talking about his Christmas presents.
It's archived.
Huh?
It's archived.
It's archived, but I didn't mention it. I spoke in strange languages, so you wouldn't understand it. You'll have to learn Greek. But I got my belt buckle. We're going to do Christmas tomorrow because Anthea has to go back. She needs a pencil sharpener. You know there's a pencil sharpener around here anywhere?
No, we're
just going to have to wait it out. Anthea, we're doing a radio show here. Millions of people are hanging on my every word. The life and death is in the balance, and you're worried about a pencil sharpener, little girl? What's the matter with you? But Christmas this year, and I don't know if we're going to do any more live shows this week just because of bandwidth and stuff, but let me tell you what's coming up. Shauna Ford, F-O-R-D-E, Shauna Ford. If Lou can find her website, maybe you could put it in there again. But I've been talking with Miss Lawless, who is a advocate for her. She's not really a legal counsel or anything like that. She's just an advocate. But she cares deeply about what happened to Shauna Ford. And if you've listened to the show before, you know that she's been wrongfully, not even just wrongfully, but there's a conspiratorial side of this. She was going to uncover corruption in the local sheriff department where she lived in Arizona. And I don't want to say the county because I forgot it. I want to say Pima, but I don't want to be wrong. So don't write that one down. We're going to have her on. She's going to give us the history, the background, what's been happening. Well, yesterday, Shauna, you know, they do the arraignment and all that. She got a court date, which is about 2 weeks. She's going to have her day in court. She's accused of killing some drug-running scumbags, and she wasn't even there. Witnesses keep changing their... thank you, Lou. It's justiceforshaunaford.com. Justiceforshaunaford.com. Remember, Ford is F-O-R-D-E. And you guys need to check that out. We're going to have her on. And if it works out, we don't have the cell phone hooked up today. Last Friday, we had Paul from Poker Face on, and the audio was just terrible. But the previous Tuesday, we had Steve Klein on, and it was great. So I don't know. But the cell phones are working again. The hard line, we couldn't even get it to stay up long enough to do anything. So it wasn't very good. Tomorrow, we're going to be moving down in the valley to have Christmas with the relatives. So we'll bring everything along, and maybe the phone will be better for that. And tomorrow night, Thursday night, instead of having a live show because of, you know, the holidays, we're going to play a sermon. And I hope you guys enjoyed that yesterday. You guys got to hear the, what was the spirit of slavery? What was it called?
The Dawn of Liberty.
No, not the
slave mentality.
Slave mentality, and Lou played a submission from Minuteman called The Dawn of Liberty.
A premiere
of it, and we really like that. So we'll get back on the regular schedule over the holidays. We're going to do what we can. I ask you guys to bear with us. We're just having all kinds of literally financial problems. keeping everything up and running. We're trying to get into the location. Some people are backing out of their commitments, not because of anything I'm doing or anything they're doing. They thought if they donated to me a certain amount, they'd be able to deduct it on their taxes. I'm going to let that one sink in there for you. I don't have to explain that to you, but I'm not a 501c3, and I will not be. This is a business and a cause.
Huh? Too good. I can make one for you.
You could whip up a 501c3 for me, Lou?
Yeah, it's not going to look too good.
You can make like a license for me?
Yeah.
That's groovy.
Counterfeit.
Yeah. Yeah. Do it in Photoshop me a business license. That'd be great. Just make sure my name's Mr. Lipstein or Lipschitz or something like that. So that way I won't get investigated by the IRS. So yeah, your prayers are needed desperately, you know, as always. We're not going to disappear, but we may not be able to do the show every day. It's just the cost of everything is just too much, and I'm sacrificing quality for my family and transportation costs to go see my daughter. You know, it's expensive. We were supposed to go to Southern California to pick up some gear and do things, but I just don't have the money to do it. I mean, granted, having the tire bust, you know, that's the gas right there, but everybody's going through it, so we may just streamline things a little bit. You know, we'll get by. You know, we may have to go back to an hour a day so we don't use up all the bandwidth and pay for less bandwidth. And the website keeps getting attacked. They keep moving it to different servers to handle the flow, but more and more people keep hitting it. And I'm not doing anything different. I do my usual public commentaries on news stories and stuff, which make people mad. I'm getting a lot more hate mail too, and it's vile and ugly. They're dropping the F-bomb in it. And this one guy did it, and his email address was his name, so I found out where he lived. I found out where he went to school, and I sent him a bunch of stuff. And letting it happen. But, you know, that he knows that I know where he's at. I don't understand the stupidity of people. If you don't like the message, don't listen. If you don't like what I'm saying about Islam, don't listen. I got a few people, why are you just focusing on Islam all of a sudden? I focus on all of it. You've just listened to a couple shows. You know, and it's been happening in the news. You know, this, I don't know if it's a false flag, but they're trying to scare you away from food, aren't they? Man, they're really attacking food. You know, S-510, the food protection bill, the school food protection bill got through. They said there's a bunch of people gonna put dioxin in your bacon bits. They said they found out some Muslims were gonna do that. Stay away from the salad bar. They're just hitting the food thing over and over again, aren't they? This lame duck thing, I told you it was going to get bloody, and they got the, don't ask, don't tell put through, and pretty soon when they figure that out, you know, fags are going to be allowed to join the military. Bring it on. The weaker they make the military, the sooner this country will become what it needs to be, falling apart. and I know people hate that. It's funny, I don't get a lot of hate mail on that when I say America's done. I get hate mail for focusing on different groups or not mentioning the Jews enough or not mentioning the Catholics enough. They're all bad. Well, all of them. They're all enemies of mine. You know, the ones that are evil. I'm not saying there aren't good Catholics or your occasional good person of Jewish persuasion. Yeah, the Dream Act, it looks like it's dead, Warland said. It does look like it's dead, you know. So now illegal aliens are going to have to act like fags so they can get into the military or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but the Dream Act is dead. It looked like the arms treaty is going to go through. They got enough votes for that to take away our missile defense systems. I didn't get too excited about that because one nuclear bomb's too much. So what difference does it make? Madmen have them. The real people that we have to worry about don't make treaties. They don't. You got people sending me emails. What do you think about North Korea? I think it's a maniac-run nation, and sure, they could pull the trigger and start a Holocaust, but I'm not going to worry about it. It was all saber-rattling to get you guys not to notice these bills they're putting through in the lame duck session. Are you going down?
Going back down.
You're
breaking.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're baking. I thought you said you're breaking. So, Debbie's leaving. I thought you said you're... What are you breaking? Okay. See you at the party, Debbie. Bye. It's fun to watch everybody run around here with little gift bags, and everybody's baking stuff to give away, and it's going to be nice. And those of you that have been following on Facebook, I put this announcement out there again. We are looking for militant Christian families to move here with us. We have two vacant homes. It is a process. Don't just show up with your U-Haul. Contact the church. You know, guys know how to do that. Go to dutchjones.info, find the church's information, and send an email to us or the pastor. You send an email to me, I'll pass it on to the pastor. He's looking to engage in discussion. We got two double-wide mobile homes that are in great shape. They're not palatial estates, but they're not dumps either. They're not cabins. I live in the cabin. We tough guys took the cabins. We're leaving the transitionary houses for you city folk. The agreement is you come here, you don't have to pay rent. You go to church here Sundays and Wednesdays. You share the dream. You share the philosophy. If you're an able-bodied male, you have to train in the militia. If you're an able-bodied female, you're allowed to train in the militia. We're looking for a person with caretaker abilities. There are no benefits. There's no pay. We don't have any. And you just, do upkeep and maintenance around here and you fit in and you help us grow. You help recruit more people. You spread the gospel. And it doesn't matter if your eschatology is the same or not. It's the core beliefs that we care about. You share the vision that we have here at the Church of Kuya. And so we're looking for people to do that. Some people said, send us pictures of the homes. Okay, if you want to be that. They're beautiful. And one of them has a hot tub in it, but somebody has to fix it. I mean, the bigger house, it's really a triple-wide trailer. Somebody added, how they add on a section, a caged-in porch or whatever. But that's good. They run on, you got to put firewood to heat one. The other one uses propane. That kind of stuff. I'm not going to try and sell you on the houses. I want to sell you on the people here. Minuteman will do. I'll tell everybody hi at the party for you. But that's what we're doing. We've got 22 acres here. We have a lot of land we can farm. We have a tractor. We have a plow. We've got animals. There are a few of us here doing the work already. We got water. We got lots of firewood. Lots of trees surrounded around us that are at our disposal. Got a great location. I mean, just Google Earth us. Look for the church at Kuya, Kuya, California. And you can do that, right, Lou? You can just Google Earth us, right? And take a look at where we're at. And you're going to go, oh, it's California. Is the dog in here? Or is that Anthony? I was Anthony. I thought I heard the dog.
The dog's down there.
Huh?
The dog's down there.
Dog's down there. Dog's with mom. And you're missing a huge chance here. The biggest setback is there's no jobs here. We're officially at like 19% unemployment in the area. So it has to be somebody that makes their money off the internet or sells insurance or does distance business. You can do that. But if you're retired, if you're like a disabled vet, but you can still get out and there's not too bad of a hitch in your get along, hey, they let me live here. I'm going to step up and start trying to help out with associate pastor duties. Pastor's all alone. If you're a preacher and you're looking for some place, and you're willing to not make much money, because I don't think you would. In fact, probably not at all. No health benefits that, but you want to serve the cause, look us up. We need another preacher here. I don't think I'm up to the challenge, but somebody's got to do it. Most of the folks around here just, they won't even do...
Cool, health benefits.
They won't do Sunday school lessons. They're scared, Lou. Yeah. I'm trying to get Lou to get up. He will only do it remotely on a microphone if he can mumble in it, right, Lou? He's just grinning at me. You could get up and talk about knife fighting or something and how it applies to the Bible. Yeah, you could. You could.
No.
Why not? Say something, Lou.
Something.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, you can.
Barely.
You just got to believe you can.
I can't. I can barely hear you. Say it again.
Something.
Okay, there we go. This show is kind of check in with you. See how things are going. I apologize for the content taking a dump the last few days, but I've been really sick. And it was nothing like, a flu or anything. It was just one of them nasty colds that snuck up on me. Still can't figure out where I got it from. I've been using, let's talk about this. I've been doing the colloidal silver. What else did I use? I did the neti pot. I tried to get Anthea. Anthea's getting sick now, so I said, let's do the neti pot. She laughed and laughed when she watched me using a neti pot. If those of you that don't know, a neti pot's like a little teapot. You mix different things up in it. I did saline solution and colloidal silver, and you run it through one nostril, tilt your head over the sink, open your mouth, breathe through your mouth, and let it go up into your sinus cavity and come out your other nostril. And Anthea thought that was so funny. She about peed herself. She was laughing so hard until she tried it. And then she was snorting, and it's like I was waterboarding my child. She couldn't do it. It still burns from the saline, but it dries it up. It's good for you. It's something that you want to do. So, Mary and I were chatting on Facebook, and she was talking about the colloidal silver. She's got a sick son. We do colloidal silver. Unfortunately, as soon as we get it, we get sick, and then we use it all up. I don't know how long it lasts. We've got to get a colloidal silver generator. When I was without insurance because of a devious boss, I got swimmer's ear because I was swimming to stay in shape, and I got swimmer's ear, which I used to laugh at my friends in high school when they got earaches and would cry, you know, and they'd miss school. And I was on the floor with an earache, and I started using ear drops of colloidal silver, and I got rid of it. So
what's colloidal silver made of?
Silver. It's when you extract silver in water through an electrolysis situation. What? I know. I see it, Anthea.
It does sound painful, Roland.
Yeah, it's painful. Here, sit down here. If you want to sit here, sit here. Don't lean over my shoulder. Detox formulas are good. We've got the recipe for kombucha that we got from Chuck and Carla, Queen Carlotta. And we need to post that. We need to make that. If anything takes more than two steps, we're not good at it as a family. We're very crude, very barbaric in our nature. That's why I like the colloidal silver. You throw some electrodes and some water and some silver, you know, and you get it done. But the kombucha is good. We've been doing, of course, the diatomaceous earth. And when I forget to take it, I notice it. I just don't feel good. Michigan Mary's saying that Mark Kornke may have a detox recipe online. Also, I'm not sure if they have any over there at survivalblog.com. Survivalblog.com. Check it out there. The detox stuff is critical. Especially when we have this, I mean, it's still pouring rain right now. We're inside. Everybody's inside. We're in one little room where the stove is, and we're just going to keep giving this back and forth, so we have to keep our immune system up. I'm taking vitamin Bs, a bunch of different vitamin Bs. Be careful, whoever kicked somebody kicked something. Give me the microphone stand. I think you hit, I don't know. Try not to kick it. It sounds like a bass drum in my headset. So, are you practicing your Greek?
I'm copying this down.
Yeah. Good. How many other 10-year-olds, you know, are studying Greek?
I love Greek mythology.
Well, the mythology's cool, but I'm glad you're doing the language. She could be a cryptographer for us later. We could do everything in, like, pig Greek instead of pig Latin. Steve Klein came out with a really cool logo. I don't know if I'm supposed to share it yet. It's going to scare some people. It's a sword stabbing through a red sphere that has the crescent and the star for Islam. It says death to Islam. It's an old crusader sword with Romans 13:4 on it. And it's got names of great Christian men who repelled the Muslim hordes. So once I get permission to release that logo, we'll start giving stickers out of it. It's Christian Defenders. And he's putting that together there. So we were doing that. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk another half hour about some stuff. I'll give out the phone number if you guys want to call in.
Illegals in my yard.
Oh, I love this song. We'll be right back.
Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Throw them some pesos and they work so hard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. I don't even ask if they got green card. They're gonna pave up my driveway this Christmas. They're gonna clean all my cars this Christmas. They're gonna shovel all the snow this Christmas. Those illegals in my yard. They're gonna dig me a pool this Christmas. They're gonna landscape my lawn this Christmas. They're gonna cook me up some tacos this Christmas. Those illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. 16 arrive in a stolen car. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. When they're not working, they sit at the bar. They're gonna drink some cervezas this Christmas. They're gonna shoot some tequila this Christmas. They're gonna get DUIs this Christmas. Those illegals in my yard. They're getting free organ transplants this Christmas. They're gonna have anchor babies this Christmas. They're gonna scream si se puede this Christmas. Those illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. One at a time, run past those border guards. Illegals in my yard. Illegals in my yard. Illegals. Wheels in My Yard, Hugo Chavez sends his kind regards. They're gonna tackle Pat Buchanan this Christmas. They're gonna chase down Lou Dobbs this Christmas. They're gonna join up with La Raza this Christmas, those illegals in my yard. They're gonna spread bubonic plague this Christmas. They're gonna bring me lots of bedbugs this Christmas. They're gonna pass tuberculosis this Christmas, those illegals in my yard.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention. Is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones, Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I have the courage, the wisdom, the experience, and most importantly, the oldness.
And the oldness. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program coming to you from Central California, a soggy Central California, not quite as soggy as our southern neighbors. Here in the middle of December, getting ready to celebrate the Christmas season. It's not really Christmas for me until I go to my first Christmas party and sing songs with everyone. That's why I'm a little bummed that last Saturday we didn't get to because we got rained out. But we are live here, and we are here because of your decision to support us, whether it's with your prayers or your monetary donations. And you need, guys need to keep both up so we can keep coming on the air. Scotty put in the chat room a really long recipe there for a detox. I'm not good at repeating those things. So Lou's saving it. We'll stick it up on the website tomorrow afternoon.
The forum.
You're going to put it in the forum. Lou's going to put it in the forum. That's a reminder to check out the forum. Go to dutchjones.info and click on the forum. They're about halfway down the page, and you'll be able to see things like this. Great forum information. Thank you, Louis. Somebody posted that Anthea's name means blossom or flower.
That's true.
And it's true in Greek. What I did... stop banging that. You're hitting my mic cable, and it's going, what I did is we wanted a name or something, and we were kind of arguing back and forth. And hang on here. Hello, who do we have?
Hey, Dutch.
Hey, what's up?
It's me, Worland.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Worland. What do you want to call about? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, let's see. I was going to talk about Pastor Lindsey Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, he was on Jeff Rentz last night. I heard him.
He's been making the rounds talking about the collapse of the euro followed by the collapse of the dollar. Is that what you had seen?
That's right, yes, I was going to bring that up.
Go ahead, run with it.
Well, he didn't exactly give a time frame on when the collapse of the euro is going to happen, but he said like 2 to 3 weeks after the euro collapse, the dollar is supposed to...
Sounds right.
So, I don't know, it was kind of odd. But, yeah, it should be interesting.
Well, it just shows us, you know, we just got to keep tightening it up and getting things ready. How was the rain up there in Chico?
It was dry today. It was actually dry.
Oh, it's been raining all day here.
Pretty. Yeah.
Not torrential like it was. Not the great big angry raindrops, but it's been raining.
Well, it's probably going to rain some more tonight from what I saw.
Now, did you guys get any flooding up there and then the stupid people driving into the underpasses and things and floating their cars?
Not yet from what I've seen, but I'm sure it will happen.
It happens over and over and over and over again in L.A., but I figure that's because they keep rotating their illegal aliens in and out. But here in the Central Valley, I couldn't believe it. The 198 flooded and people drove into it. And the farmers are supposed to be smarter than that, I thought.
Huh. Incredible.
Turn your car into a canoe just because, you don't want to. You want to get to work or get to school. It doesn't make sense to me. But, yeah.
Well, cars usually just end up sinking.
Eventually they'll sink to the bottom, and people always make the mistake of trying to restart them. They suck water in the exhaust pipe and into the intake. And it's called hydraulic, and it bends your piston rods and destroys the motor. And that's the quickest way to kill a motor is suck water up in through the tailpipe or in the intake. And I'm always yelling to people, don't turn it on! And they try. They always try. The thing you're supposed to do is if you go in and your car gets water in it, get it out of the water somehow, tow strap, tow truck, levitate it out if you've got the Schwartz, and take the spark plugs out, disconnect the electrical, and just crank it. It'll push the water out of the spark plug holes and let it just dry. But people always think their cars are invincible. Stacy's not here. I was going to make fun of Stacy running over this giant boulder, but I won't do it if she's not here. I'll have to do it on another one. But she just aimed for the biggest boulder and took it out. It's funny what people do in panic mode, but driving into a torrent of water is not something that you can excuse for just saying, I wasn't thinking.
Well, the only car that I remember that even had a chance of being buoyant for a little bit was the old VW Bug.
Yeah, Suzuki Samurais are the same. You got to take the floor plugs out of them or they'll float. And we'd take the floor plugs out, drive them into the water, we'd put snorkels on them, and drive them across the bottom, like up in Azusa Canyon and things like that. And all around the world people do it. That's where we got the idea. We didn't come up with it. But you're right, yeah. A Suzuki Samurai will float. I remember seeing this guy in a stock Suzuki Samurai. I had 6 inches of lift, 35-inch tires, and I drove through this water, because I could. And then he followed me. I told him not to. He was in the parking lot of Azusa Canyon. He floated 200 yards before it finally sank and did the same thing. Tried to start it. I said, you just killed the motor. But they don't listen. But you're right. Volkswagens do float.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, that's about all I had to say.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear your voice.
Bye, World.
Anyway, have a good party.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Anthea said bye there, too. I don't know if you heard that. Thank you for calling in. The phone number is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Lou's looking up at the do-it-yourself colloidal silver generator. Not very hard, is it, Lou? You just have to have the silver. Back on Anthea's name. So I dive-bombed, and I found, consider the lilies of the field. And I said, Lily? I'm not going to name my kid Lily.
But you thought a flower.
So I thought, flower, lily's a flower. So I got out thesaurus, and then I got out my Greek, Latin translations, and the name Anthea came up, A-N-T-H-E-A. And we're like, why'd you name your kid Anthea? Especially with the last name we have, it sounds like a black name, doesn't it? What are you going to say?
But the cool part was, well, for some weird reason, I started reading a series called Percy Jackson, and that's how I figured out that my name meant Greek.
You already knew that.
I didn't know that.
I told you when you were a baby.
But I started studying it, and I actually turned out to really like it. And I've been studying.
But we're not Greek, just so you know. We're Dutch.
I wish I were.
What's wrong with being Dutch? I'm sure there's some good Dutch mythology about tulips and wooden shoes that you could study.
Ha ha.
Okay. So I said, the name Anthea I like. And then her mom sounded off because she, in college, had a roommate named Anthea. And it was very rare. We looked up. There were only like 7 Antheas with the last name that we have. And I thought, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I lost track of 10.
And so we stayed with Anthea. And so, no, some people think she's a little black girl. It's kind of funny, especially like spelling bees and stuff. She comes up there like, hey, wait, she's not black. I would say, well, we're South African American because my ancestors are Boers, so, but they don't understand that.
I was alternate in her city spelling bee.
Yeah, very good. I don't know where she gets it from. She should have her own show, whereas Lou on my side won't say two words. Lou.
What?
How'd you do in that last spelling bee at your school?
Well, I was the best and the worst.
Yeah, you're the best and the worst.
I got the loser trophy.
Starting January, we're going to hit spelling and grammar real hard. You know that. Don't cry. It's okay.
I'm not crying.
I'll tell you, if you really want to teach him something.
No, it's okay. You don't have to show him Greek.
The beginner's grammar of the Greek New Testament.
Yeah, Greek New Testament. Just keep studying it.
I'll just
That's
watch.
What I'm studying right now.
I'll watch a bunch of Target Focus training videos. I'll learn big words through them.
Target Focus training. Yeah, that's right. They do use the big Latin medical terms. When you're projecting your weapon into the protrusion of the gluteus maximus.
The bypass is pathological limit.
To bypass the pathological limit of the human rhistoidial joint. It's like, come on, why do you got to do this in the videos? Why do you, you know, we know you're smart. Stop it. Just stop. You just want to slap these guys. It's a training video for people that want to break bones and hurt people fast to get away and protect themselves. Why church it up?
Church it.
You know, don't swear, you know, but don't church it up. Is what I always say in these training videos. You know, it's like, because some of the ones, like, I don't know who that guy was you got from New York. It was terrible.
No, it was,
it was like
Maryland.
Professional mugging.
Franco.
Yeah, it's like a professional mugger. I mean, I know guys like that. These East Coast,
he, like,
you know,
in his garage.
Goombas and stuff that try to do stuff, and they, you know, they just every other word's F this,
he
F that.
It in his, like, his garage.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm not going to listen to you. How do you like that, huh?
He was showing us how to walk.
Yeah, how to walk appropriately. Stop kicking that. And but yeah, training videos, I think they should be simple, they should be straightforward, they should be polite, or Russian. I love the heavy accents and the really bad suits and, you know, that kind of stuff in the Russian ones. And we've got to make sure we get some of those up so we can show people.
I have a bunch of them.
Yeah, I know. Lou, like, his homeschool consists of fighting videos and strange scientific experiments that involve him bringing wood into the house. I'm just kidding. I actually challenge him a little more than that. I let him look at the axe sometimes. We're trying to train him to split wood with his bare hands. I figure it's cheaper and it's better for him than using that maul. I'm just so afraid he's going to, like, take out one of the pets with that thing. And then the wood splitter that we have requires fuel, and we don't want to buy fuel. We're too stingy. But that's where we're at with that. One of the other things that was in the news... Anthea, please stop kicking the microphones. I sit way down there. Sit over there. No, you can't come near me anymore. Stay over there. You've been quarantined. Obongo, his what's the word I'm looking for here? His approval level's like nothing. It's zero. It's done. But yet he's getting stuff done, and you've got compromises being made. The Hegelian dialect is in action in the lame duck Congress and Senate. So all you people that voted for these congressmen, I know it may not be the ones you voted for, but they're switching camps, they're jumping over, and they're giving them what they want. So far, recording, you know, from what Warland said, the Dream Act is the only one that didn't get through. They're getting everything they want. They're even going to reintroduce the omnibus bill, you know, the spending bill. That's, you know, it's just sadly that's how it works. No matter what we throw into Washington, it still comes out poo. And I want you guys to remember that. I want you guys to remember what happens when you vote. You know? And it's turning into this Obama versus the teardown Congress. You had, what's his name, from Pennsylvania all crying. And what's his name? I forgot the senator, the guy there who switched from the Republican to the Democrat Party. Somebody help me out there. And they're all saying, oh, this Tea Party thing is evil, and these people are evil. They're eating us alive. Lou, answer your questions. And, you know, they're you know, they don't understand that we're supposed to compromise and there's a system here. Yeah, they're bucking the system. Let's see if it lasts. Let's see if it keeps going. And they're just going to keep crying. Somebody sent me, and I didn't have a chance to go into it. I really appreciate, I think it was, what's his name? Our little buddy in Lemoore that sends us stuff. Dwayne, jury recommends death for dad and son bank bombing. I read through it real fast. I don't know. This just sounds like an idiot maniac. They're trying. You know, this is in Salem, Oregon. The father and son that robbed a bank and killed two cops and crippled the police chief. They're trying to link him with, the Patriot movement and all that. He was trying to start a militia. Now, this guy's just a maniac. I have nothing positive to say about this. It was random violence. There was no reason to put a bomb in a bank and leave it behind. You want to go rob a bank? Be like Jesse James and fund the cause? Okay, fine. You don't put a bomb in there that could blow up a kid. Leave behind bombs are the tool of terrorists. Understand? And if you read through all the comments on the article, it just hurts the cause. This guy has nothing to do with it. What's his name here? I don't even want to say his name. Let's see. Well, anyway, Oregon's going to give him the death penalty, but they haven't killed anybody since like 1962 in Oregon. So, you know, he'll sit there forever. And I don't know if he used the money to, let's see, Bruce Turnage, age 59. He had plans to kill Obongo, Clinton, go on a killing spree, do all that. So, yeah, and they're just gonna use him. So this guy's not a hero. I don't know if that's what you meant by sending it to me, but the guy's a criminal. They said they have to isolate him in prison because they're afraid he's going to teach young prisoners his hatred of authority. Like, that doesn't already go on in prison. I mean, that's the whole point in sending people to prison. They get a higher education in crime. Weird stuff, you know. But I do appreciate you sending me the article. I'm not going to get... It's not... These aren't patriots. This isn't anything we should get behind. This isn't like the father and son that were gunned down for showing people... What is it, the castle? The father and son that were supposedly black. Remember them? Sir David thought they were black. They weren't black. They were showing people how to get out of their mortgages legally. And,
I can't remember their name.
Yeah, I can't remember their name. Father and son. It's sad that I should remember their name. And I got to log in to get to my... I always got to log in. It's weird. It's like Yahoo logs me out to get to my articles that I have stashed there. So give me a second here. But just keep an eye on the news. There are a lot of distractions, my friends. You know, so don't do like the pastors. Don't go first blush and go, I'm all furious about this. Read it through a couple of times. I always have to do that because I misread things. I misread things a lot. Even though I'm a good cold reader on the air, but the gears behind it and comprehending it, I screwed up. I screwed up real bad. And so I always read things through a couple of times, say things out loud if I have to, and make sure that you know what it is. You wouldn't believe how many people like come to me all mad about an article because all they read was the headline. I'm like, did you read the article? Did you get into that? Did you find out, you know, what you're saying is wrong? It's actually the opposite because they wrote that headline to make you mad. Let me find this false flag report here. Actually, if Al-Qaeda was going to poison our food, let's say this up front, they would have done it. It's easy. Next time you go to a restaurant, look at how insecure a salad bar is. I'm not talking about how their personality is. You know, a bottle of ketchup on your table, you could put whatever you want in it. There's a certain faith and trust a Christian has to have in walking the world that these things are not going to harm us. So this Al-Qaeda plotted to sprinkle poison on U.S. salad bars. It's by Brett Michael Dykes. And it doesn't say who wrote what association wrote this. This may just be from Yahoo. Okay, but I've heard the articles and the stories and everything else. Hello. With terrorism experts now suggesting that Al-Qaeda is rapidly withering into irrelevance, really, some of the group's recent plots, building bombs inside of toner cartridges, for instance, have looked a bit, well, desperate. Now comes this. The Al-Qaeda group that built two toner cartridge bombs in an unsuccessful attempt to blow up planes in October also has contemplated spreading poison on salad bars and buffets at U.S. hotels and restaurants, U.S. officials told CNN today. I don't know why someone's calling me on my cell phone. What's the number?
It was Vince.
Yeah, I don't. It's like he forgets I'm on the air. But U.S. officials sought to downplay the threat, first reported by CBS News, saying it was months old and that it was more in the nature of a discussion of tactics than an actual plot. Officials implied the tactic is beyond the capabilities of the terrorist organization, which is based in the Middle East. Really? Growing botulism in your refrigerator on some bologna and then going and spreading it into the potato salad is beyond their abilities? They've infiltrated us already. If they were going to do it, they would have done it. So it's weird. It's like they lie out one side of their mouths and then poo-poo it out the other. What is it? Was it a text message or what?
It was a call.
It was a call? That's kind of weird. Can you text him back then? Text him and tell him we're on the air and that the party's at 6:30. I bet that's what he's asking. He probably needs a place to sleep tonight because he's going to drive all the way up. Still, even the misguided Al-Qaeda these days, if you're looking to target large crowds of Americans, salad bars are pretty much the last place to set your plot in motion. I think that's an insult, a dig at us fat guys. I eat at the salad bar all the time. Bacon bits and croutons I put on everything. I love the salad bar when I go to Sizzla or the Hometown Buffet. So, I don't know. Actually, I hope Michelle Obama doesn't get this in her head because she'll probably start poisoning the fat food and getting rid of us. So we don't have to worry about Al-Qaeda doing it. But seriously, talking about it, if you really wanted to poison food, how hard would it be? Salt and pepper shakers. That's out there. But we can't live in fear of this stuff. That's why I pray over my food every time I eat it. Think about it. Nothing can hurt us if we do this. If we pray over it and ask the Lord to bless it. So, anyway, that was that one story. I got a bunch of those from you folks. I appreciate that. But yeah, I was listening to all the radio reports, and mulching that in my head. I wanted to go out to eat today, and I thought, no, we better not. Because, it's just the way it goes. Let's see. Where was the other end? Most of the stuff I have is all repeats of what you can hear just about anywhere else. I'm looking for just things that I can... you got three terrorists convicted in Australia. So they were going to go and shoot everybody on an Australian military base. Let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. Christmas in Iraq. Let me get to that one. We'll end with that. I got about 7 minutes here. In Kirkuk, Iraq, the Christians there, remember what happened back in October? They went into a Catholic church and slaughtered, I don't even remember the number of people. When I say they, I mean, people who appeared to be Muslims. And in these Muslim countries, because they are a religion of peace and love, the Christians are supposed to be allowed to do whatever they want. There are certain sanctions against them, but they don't live in fear. Nah. No decorations, no midnight mass. Even an appearance by Santa Claus has been nixed after Iraq's Christian leaders called off Christmas celebrations amid a new Al-Qaeda threat in the tiny community still terrified from the bloody siege on a Baghdad church. Remember Al-Qaeda's withering? In the other article, but yet in Iraq they're flourishing, the nation that we liberated. Christians across Iraq have been living in fear since the assault on Our Lady of Salvation Church, as its Catholic congregation... No, tell them 6:30. What is it with people? Everybody... The last minute everybody's texting me. When's the party? We made this big announcement. Christians across Iraq have been living in fear since the assault on Our Lady of Salvation Church, as its Catholic congregation was celebrating a Sunday Mass. 68 people were killed days in that attack. Days later, Islamic insurgents bombed Christian homes and neighborhoods across the capital. Folks, we let the Muslims move here. They're going to start doing that here. Just my little plug there for Code 20. On Tuesday, Al-Qaeda insurgents threatened more attacks on Iraq's beleaguered Christians, many of whom have fled their homes or their country since the church attack. You got this going on. There was an actress from one of the Harry Potter films, a Muslim woman, who dated a non-Muslim, and her family beat her and is threatening to kill her. I mean, it keeps going on in the news. This nation of peace and love, I say nation because it's not really religion, it's a political entity, are threatening even Christian Iraqis. If they're going to blow up Iraqi Christian churches, what are they going to do here when they get the ability? Again, it's a tough one. How much of it's false flag, how much of it's real? I know that's what you're thinking. But the fact of it is, people are going into churches and killing Christians over in Iraq, Pakistan, Africa. And we can only do what we can do here to keep it from doing it. Since the church attack, some 1,000 families has fled to Iraq's safer Kurdish-ruled north, where the Turks are coming in and killing them, according to the United Nations, which recently warned of a steady exodus of Iraqi Christians. Wow. The latest threats were posted late Tuesday by the Islamic State of Iraq on Al-Qaeda's front group on a website frequented by Islamic extremists. The group said it wants to the release of two women it claims are being held captive by Egypt. first Coptic church. Now, the Coptics predate Muslims. They were early Egyptians that were Christians. Now, if Mike, you're listening, you can call in on that one if you want to. Muslim extremists in Egypt accused the Coptic church of detaining the women for allegedly converting to Islam, an accusation the church denies. See, Christians don't kill you for leaving the faith. Muslims do. The message posted Tuesday was addressed to Iraq's Christian community and said it was designed to pressure Egypt. So there's logic. There's logic. Something is going bad in Egypt that the Muslims don't like, so they kill Christians in Iraq. If that isn't madness, if that doesn't reek of fascism. You know, it's kind of like Lincoln. What was that town, border town? It'll come to me in a minute, where he said, every time one of my soldiers is killed, I'm going to kill 10 townspeople. A northern soldier did that, and Lincoln did nothing to him for it. In fact, I think he was promoted. Palmyra. 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 Palmyra, I think, something like that. Anyway, Palmyra. And look it up. Terrorists. That'd be like, my daughter steals a cookie, so I spank Lou. It just doesn't make sense. It shows that they're madmen. Evil, evil, vile governments, that kind of thing. So keep an eye out for it. We're going to keep pushing the Code 20 thing, if only to get militias going, to get people together. I'm glad to see that you took up the cause of Iraqi Christians, bro. Well, yeah, I take up the cause of Christians everywhere. I don't really understand how I, you know, okay, but I get it. On this Harry Potter thing, I'll get that one. This I don't know who she is. I don't watch Harry Potter, you know.
Harry Pooter.
Harry Pooter, as Lou says it. Let's see. Harry Potter actress was beaten and branded a prostitute by her brother after dating a man who was not a, let me scroll down, guess what, a Muslim. Harry Potter actress fled her home after her father and brother threatened to kill her for going out with a Hindu man, a court heard yesterday. Okay, Afshan Azad, 22, who appeared in the blockbuster movie as Pamda Patil, was attacked and branded a slag when Muslim relatives found out that her boyfriend was not Muslim. The actress was so scared that she escaped out of her bedroom window and later fled her home. Police were called, and her father, Abul Azad, 54, and brother Ashraf, 28, were arrested and charged with making threats to kill her. The actress' brother was also charged with assault. Now, Miss Azad refused to testify and yesterday failed to turn up at their trial at Manchester Crown Court. This, of course, is in England. Well, of course, they're probably going to kill her. Instead, Crown prosecutors decided to accept a guilty plea to assault by her brother. Well, both men were formally found not guilty for making threats to kill her. Oh, great. Her father accepted to be bound over for £500 to keep the peace for 12 months. Yeah, don't kill your daughter within 12 months and we'll call it even. Now, Mrs. Odd played a witch who studied at Hogwarts School in the same year as Harry Potter. See what's going on. My phone's got all these weird sounds. She first appeared as her character, the identical twin sister of Prov. I don't even know. It doesn't even matter. Who cares what she played? But the fact that they were, they're going to kill her. Sort out your daughter is what he screamed in the middle of the night. She's a slag. He went on. He continued to further assault her, punching her and beating her, and saying he was going to kill her. That's the, oh, they're showing the picture of these two thugs. Yeah, that's the brother. That's the father. Give me 5 minutes alone with him. I'll show him some Krav Maga. She fled London and later claimed she could not understand her father's heavy Bengali accent and may have misheard. See, she's scared. Poor girl. We need to have a sanctuary for these women. We ought to give them an offering to convert, a way to get out, and do what they can do to become Christians and protect them from these evil, vile men. Oh, man, these women. I don't understand why any woman would want to be in their religion. Here we go, folks. We will be back maybe tomorrow. If not, we'll play sermons. Remember, what we do here sometimes may be lighthearted, may not always be focused, but it's always done with the intent of expanding the dominion of His kingdom here on earth. Remember to say Merry Christmas to everyone you see this season. Serve the Lord whenever you can. And remember, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but victory belongs to the Lord. Thank you, and if I don't speak to you again before the new year, I hope you have a very merry and blessed Christmas. Ed tuning in, please go ahead and play the first hour. We got to go to a Christmas party. Just replay it, reset it. Lou's gonna, it'll take Lou little bit of a minute here. I'll get out of here so he has time to do it. God bless you all. Good night, Ed.